Welcome back to the Elijah Way, episode 3. Alrighty, so let's dive in right here. The first movie that we're going to talk about today is Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer, man. When I tell y'all this experience that I had watching this movie in IMAX was a very wonderful time. Like, I enjoyed the film. I enjoyed how it was shot, how it was portrayed, how the story was being told. I enjoyed the acting. I enjoyed all the pieces that came around this story. And I actually just learned a lot from watching this movie too, about America itself, and how the bombing was created, in the bombing of Japan and everything. It was very terrible, for what America did to them. And it's just so crazy to just see the outcome of all this, and how the talks were being made, and how the decisions were being brought down, and all the behind the scenes stuff, which was really a good insight to see, and I was just really appreciative of watching this film, just because it was just so good to watch. And the bomb itself was just a crazy experience. And if you haven't seen this movie yet, go watch this movie, because it's really freaking good. Alrighty, so another new movie I just recently seen is called Blue Beetle. And Blue Beetle is actually a really awesome movie. It kind of felt just good to watch. Nice superhero movie. Out of all the superhero movies I've been seeing this year, this one was actually the most feel-good one, other than Guardians of the Galaxy. That one in Into the Spideyverse, which we're gonna talk about in a sec. But Blue Beetle, awesome movie, awesome cast, the representation of the Mexican culture was really good. I really enjoyed all the moments of how this film, and it's way better than The Flash. And I can see where people were saying it's the new direction of DC. And I'm actually kind of proud that we got a character like Blue Beetle, just because of the origin and his representation. And I really, really suggest people to go watch Blue Beetle, because it was an awesome film. And it's now streaming. Alrighty, so the next movie I was going to talk about is Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, I believe. Yes, man, what a awesome movie to just watch and experience with a group of friends. And it's just a very good movie. And I really love what they're doing with Miles Morales and his character, not even in Across the Spider-Verse, but Into the Spider-Verse. That one is the one that sets off his character. And I didn't really think that Across could get up to the level of the first one, but it actually did. And arguably both these movies are really good. And it's really making a statement of like the Spider-Man movies and like animation itself, just because like the second like Across to the Spider-Verse was really just really good. So many action scenes, the details, the animation, like the dramatic scenes, the canning events, like there's so much that goes into this movie. And I know there's a lot of Spider-Man fans out there, and if you are and you haven't seen this movie, I would really recommend go watching this movie, because it's really good, and it's a good watch. The next movie that I wanted to talk to you guys about was this scary movie called Insidious. And their newest installment, actually, is called Insidious: The Red Door. This movie was actually like a good watch as well. If you're looking for something like scary or something to freak you out, this movie is definitely one of those movies. It goes back to like the first movie. In the first installment, and it actually made me want to go watch the first one over, just because it kind of goes back to the past a lot. But other than that, I think the Insidious movie, The Red Door, I think it's a really good movie. And if you're looking for something to like, you know, scare you and make you jump, this is definitely the movie, and you guys should definitely go watch. Alrighty, so we're switching it up from the movies just a little bit, and we're gonna go right on to the TV shows of the podcast. So this TV show that I wanted to talk to you guys about is called The Challenge USA Season 2. Now, if you're not familiar with The Challenge, you guys please go check it out, because The Challenge is a good, like, obsessive reality TV show. As of late, the Challenge like franchise, it hasn't really been like the greatest, let me just say that, like, personally. But I don't know, this new season, I'm just giving it a watch and just trying to, you know, keep up with the feed on Twitter and social media, just to see like what's going on. And man, like, these newer seasons have not really been it. But like, it's fun to just talk about them, because the last recent episode I've seen was with Amanda, and man, like, I'm team Amanda all the way. I do not like that girl Tori. Nah, but if you haven't watched The Challenge, go watch it, because it's literally gonna blow your mind. And like, once you start binge watching it, you're like just invested, like heavily invested. But yeah, who I'm rooting for, like, for the season to win, it was Amanda, but Amanda just got sent home on the recent episode. But I think now I'm gonna have to either root for Desi or like Michaela, or and for the guys, either Corey. Yeah, because the cast is decent. It's a nice, decent cast. I like that they merged all the shows into one, and moved the MTV over, and puts more pressure on the MTV people, because they always think they can just come in and, you know, control the game, and that's how it's supposed to be like all the time. But it's not happening like that anymore, which is kind of good and interesting to see, because it's not the same pattern of the game every time. It's not the same people winning, aka Tori, aka Bananas. Like, we don't really want to see you guys anymore. We want to see some new people get a chance to like win. And I don't know, this is why I can't wait to Killer Cam come back. But yeah, if you haven't seen The Challenge USA season 2, definitely go take a look into it. Yeah, it's a pretty good show. Sticking with TV shows here, I just wanted to bring up a couple throwback TV shows that I think you guys should tune into. The first one is The OC. The OC, I believe it came out 2003 or 2004. Really good show, especially for at its time. I wasn't really like born like of this time. I was born in 99, but like I don't really rarely remember watching the show, but I remember going back and watching it when I was like in high school, and it was like a pretty chill like show. Kind of reminds me of like Degrassi, like what's that one show, One Tree Hill. It kind of gives me like that type of vibe. But if you're looking for like something like that, like kind of that 2000s era of shows to watch, I highly recommend watching The OC. The main characters, they are pretty cool, everyone but Marissa, but you'll find out everything once you like tap in and dissect and, you know, do all you gotta do to watch this show, because The OC is definitely a good show. Alrighty, so the other show that I wanted to talk to you guys about was actually called The Game, and it premiered like on the CW. It's now on like Paramount and like Hulu. But this show I used to actually like mess with, because it's like it started off as like a sitcom show like the first couple of seasons, but then as it kind of blends on, it kind of becomes like a staple. Like everything just kind of molds together, blends in, and like you get like more celebrities and like more actors that comes on into the show and everything. And but it was just like a really like chill show. It was about football, it was about like the management. It was kind of like jokingly about it, but like it was actually kind of cool, just a good watch. The drama was kind of funny too. It's just like your typical sitcom, you know. But if you're looking for something like that, go tap into The Game. It's on Paramount, it's on Hulu, and I believe it's on Netflix as well. Really good show. You're gonna like it. Tap in.